VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Last Friday, the House of Representatives voted on and passed H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act. The vote 236 to 173. Now, tomorrow on Crosstalk, Matt Staver will be joining us as we speak about what happens next with this. We'll be talking about some of the process and procedure that took place, naming the Republicans that joined with the Democrats to pass this legislation, and also take a look at the tidal wave that's hitting our nation to trample on religious rights and biblical conviction in order to promote special rights for those who are choosing the LGBTQ++ lifestyle. Now, today, we're going to look at how the movers and shakers of promoting the LGBTQ agenda are focused on our youth, and youth at some very young ages, starting at preschool. Yes, we're going to be delving into the Arthur PBS special today. But before we get to that point, know this, we have addressed often the drag queen story hours taking place in libraries all across this nation, often targeting preschool age children seeking to promote the drag lifestyle or transgenderism as being normal. Libraries are actually seeking out drag queens to come in and influence children. And we've learned in some locations, like in Houston, where it's been found out that one such individual was a convicted child molester, a pedophile, and now it's reported a second such individual, a sex offender, also participating in drag queen story hours. What is it with parents who are dragging their kids to these events? I'd like to re-air a clip of a drag queen by the name of Dylan Pontiff, who spoke at the Lafayette City Parish Council in Louisiana, as reported by LifeSiteNews.com. It was a September 17th meeting in which he said, "This is going to be the grooming of the next generation." Now, keep in mind, this is a drag queen testifying in favor of the drag queen story hours and saying, "We are trying to groom the next generation." Let's listen in to this testimony. If you've not heard this before, I'm sure you'll find this to be eye-opening.
Hi, my name is Dylan Pontiff. I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Storytime. So, apparently to a lot of people in this room, I'm the big boogeyman. And as you can see, I'm probably the most unintimidating person you've ever seen in your entire life. I decided to do this event whenever it was introduced because I have nieces and nephews that I love very much, and I am a person that has been through a lot in their lives. I've been bullied most of my life for being a gay male, being not necessarily what the typical man is. And I thought that this event could be something that shows people and shows children, especially at that age, that understanding that people are different than you doesn't necessarily make them unnormal or makes them not good. And I think that what's truly sad is that once I was announced as the person reading, the amount of hate that I received because of this resolution that is been presented to this board, I've been called an it, I've been called disgusting, and I don't think any of these people know me well enough to say any of those things, but I think that the true misunderstanding of what this event is supposed to be and what me dressing up in drag for it is going to be. I am not there to push any kind of agenda. I was told at the library council meeting last night that I'm pushing the trans agenda. I'm pushing an overly sexualized agenda, and that is furthest from the truth. I am just as talented as a singer or a dancer or anyone that has a special talent. It just mine is dressing up as a woman and entertaining a crowd. Now, everywhere you can go, you can see that people can change their views for certain audiences. Just as much as someone can be an actor and a B and an actor movie for a rated R movie, and they can go around and be in a G rated movie. I can go and entertain an adult in a club, but also entertain a group of students and young children. I'm able to do that because I'm an adult and I know how to filter myself. And I just think that it is implorable of some of the opinions that I've seen and some of the looks I received here tonight. The eyes that people give you whenever they think that you are the one that's in support of this event is truly disgusting. And I am not here to obviously change anyone's views about me. But I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little plore of people behind me. It's disgusting. We are trying to teach people to be tolerable, to be patient, to be loving. And the fact of the matter is that I'm standing right here and there's probably 50 people behind me looking at me with daggers, wishing that I would probably die in a car wreck whenever I leave here. It's truly implorable. And that is what we're trying to do at Drag Queen Storytime. We're trying to raise people to be loving and caring individuals. And I really hope that this event is going to do that for not only just the children at this event, but children in the future.
Yeah, not only children at this event, but children in the future. We are trying to groom the next generation. They're after your kids, ladies and gentlemen. They're after your toddlers and young people in early elementary grades coming out to these drag queen story hours in order to propagate the very things that they promote through drag, through LGBTQ+, and on it goes. Now, indeed, they're reaching the impressionable minds of such children, and it's happening right before our very eyes. Young children are being read the book I Am Jazz about a so-called transgender child, and whether you know it or not, as parents, students in classes all over this country are being subjected to LGBT pride events in their classrooms and sometimes in school assemblies. And you're not going to find out as a parent until after the fact in most cases. We have seen the situations that have come forth where all of a sudden a gay pride event, a school assembly being held, where we have seen a teacher read a book in the classroom and then take, send away one of the children to come back. Once was a boy, now is a girl, and they start to using the girl's name. One boy evidently, one child accidentally used the wrong name for the child, and they got called into the principal's office. And we see these kind of things going on. I mean, in this very week, we just received an urgent alert out of the state of California. The Harvey Milk indoctrination going on this very week, May 20th through the 24th, in California K-12 schools. And as the SaveCalifornia.com says, sexually brainwashing kids. Harvey Milk Gay Day, targeting young children with aggressive brainwashing in both classroom and school assemblies. No advance notification, no parental permission going on, whereby they're grooming children, reaching children as young as 5 years of age to Harvey Milk, whom they declare a sexual anarchist and sexual predator of teens. And yet, these days are being celebrated this week in California schools. From WND.com, a school district in Oregon is being sued after a teacher repeatedly grilled an 8-year-old student about whether he thought he is a girl, gave him videos on transgenderism to watch, and provided instructional books. Folks, think of your 8-year-old child. A school district had a teacher that grilled this 8-year-old student about whether he was a girl or not, gave him videos on transgenderism to watch, provided instructional books. This is Woodburn, Oregon. Parents filed a complaint alleging their son was held back from recess by the teacher for multiple one-on-one conversations about his gender identity. The parents were not told what the teacher was doing, they said. Now they're suing the school district for nearly $1 million after they say a second grade teacher singled out their son by asking him if he was transgender. The parents say the teacher had inappropriate conversations with the child at school without their permission. The mother told the station he feels different now. He feels confused. To hear your son say that on the couch talking to a therapist holding back tears, it's very heartbreaking. Folks, the damage has been done. Here we have from Lady Liberty, 1885.com, Durham Charter to hold Pride and Liberation event featuring Drag Queen Story Hour, Central Park School for Children. Their first Pride and Liberation event to be held May 13th, just a week ago. Mini lessons and activities for K through 8 students taking place. It's crazy what's going on. And children are being targeted. Young children are being targeted. But don't you dare, you know, here you have a teacher pulling a child aside in order to, are you transgender? How do you know? Yeah, watch this video on transgender. And then the audacity on these states and municipalities to put a ban on youth therapy. They call it conversion therapy. It's totally against, you know, wanting to make it against the law to counsel a student that your unwanted same-sex attraction or the questions that you have may be that you're just confused and you need some guidance and need some help. I mean, right now they're trying to ban this in the state of Michigan, Senate Bill number 284. It's happening in so many locations. I could go probably state by state to tell you what's going on with this. We've got Converse Tennis Shoes introducing their annual Pride Collection. Rainbow-themed shoes for men, women, and, yes, children. Each pair represents its meaningful symbolism in a different way, reports OneNewsNow.com. The color scheme includes rainbow gradient accents and full rainbow uppers, and each pair of shoes includes Pride trans flag lace tips. Peter LaBarber of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality says companies feel they can court homosexuals because they won't pay a price. He said it's a sign of how weak Christians have been on this issue. Converse has hired LGBT spokespersons to help sell their shoes. Selling children's shoes is 10-year-old supposed drag kid Desmond, who recently got public attention dancing in an adult club while gay men throw money at him. LaBarber takes issue with Converse for exploiting the youngster, saying this boy's life is a testimony to how irresponsible the homosexual activists and LGBT community are with children, and yet Converse is ignoring that and brazenly using that this kid, he exclaims. We also have, here we have Todd Starnes writing about the charter school wanting 5-year-olds to be liberated at a gay pride event. Yeah, the Central Park School for Children in North Carolina, using a drag queen known as Justin Clapp, an advocate of something called anti-transphobia, says everyone who feels uncomfortable around a drag queen is a bigot. If you feel uncomfortable about a man who dresses as a woman, you are the bigot. LGBT activist, in regard to this Desmond, saying there's nothing wrong with a 9-year-old drag queen dancing in a club, trying to make it normalized. The Toledo Blade described the event. Critics of a video shared online objected to the boy's costume, which included a leotard and wig, dance moves characterized as sexual in nature, and that the boy can be seen accepting money from bar patrons during the performance. Well, object rightly so. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to share a little bit more with you, and then we're going to talk about the PBS program, Arthur, that promotes and shows a same-sex wedding taking place on an episode that occurred last week. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, any new dinosaur extinction theories?
Of course, Chris. There's always a new theory. Here's a new one. We all know that methane gas can be deadly at high concentrations. Methane gas is found in gases exuding from deep inside the Earth, and it's proposed that a huge methane belch of gas came up from the Earth's mantle, spread out over the land, and killed off all the dinosaurs. Well, that's convenient. That's the kind of theory you can't prove one way or the other. But here's something else to think about. The dead dinosaurs are all found in water-deposited strata. They're not just laying on the surface of the ground having been poisoned by methane gas. They were buried by water. I think it's the Great Flood of Noah's day. That flood may have included a lot of methane, but it was primarily a water flood. That's the evidence we have. It all goes back to Genesis.
Thank you, Dr. John. This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. And folks, I hate to do it, but we've got to talk about it. We got to make you aware of what's happening in our culture today as the LGBTQ plus is targeting children. And we are seeing that take place in many facets of society. We've already outlined what's happening within the drag queen story hours. Many times these are little toddlers, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that are going to these drag queen story hours in libraries. We've talked about some of the marketing that's going on within different realms. We mentioned the tennis shoes, for instance, with Converse here just moments ago. And do you know what happened on, Mother's Day? LifeSiteNews.com had the story for Mother's Day. Snack manufacturer giant Nabisco chose a drag queen to promote its popular Chips Ahoy cookie via social media. In the 46-second Twitter commercial, Jose Cancel, who goes by the drag name Vanessa Vigny Mateo, told viewers to buy Chips Ahoy cookies to celebrate Mother's Day, not just with your real mama, but also with your drag mama, because it's their day too. Nabisco. And so we have young minds that are being impacted. Out of Minnesota, at the Rosedale Shopping Mall, word came out from the Child Protection League that on Sunday, May 19th, yesterday, there was a Shop Till You Drag event for all ages. Shop until you drag. And they weren't talking about dragging your shopping bags behind you. Grown men prancing around as gross exaggerations of women is something local families will definitely appreciate on a Sunday afternoon. A quote here from the article from the Child Protection League out of Minnesota as the event took place. And yes, we brought to your attention how things like Pride Night are being held at ballparks. Sad to say, our home team in Milwaukee scheduling a Pride Night on June the 5th. But friends, it hit another benchmark this past week when Arthur, the PBS program Arthur, got involved in this same-sex wedding, the promotion here for young children. Now, Arthur is this animated educational television series, but it's designed for children ages 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. The New York Times said that during the season premiere of the animated series Arthur on Monday, that's just a week ago today, Arthur, Francine, Buster, and Muffy spend most of their time trying to play matchmaker for their third grade teacher, Mr. Ratburn. In the end, Mr. Ratburn has his own plans. He ties the knot with Patrick, a local chocolatier and a wedding attended by the students. Arthur says, Mr. Ratburn is married. I still can't believe it. Francine responds, yep, it's a brand new world. The episode titled Mr. Ratburn and the Someone Special was the latest moment in daytime television to include a more diverse set of characters as it kicked off the show's 22nd season. Maria Vera Whalen, Senior Director of Marketing, Communications, and Social Media for Children's Media and Education at PBS, said in a statement, quote, we believe it's important to represent the wide array of adults in the lives of children who look to PBS Kids every day. They go on to talk about, in the same article, how Arthur isn't the only animated children's show to recently feature same-sex weddings or relationships. Last summer, the Cartoon Network series Steven Universe depicted a same-sex wedding in which the main character Steven officiated the nuptials of two female characters, Ruby and Sapphire. Another Cartoon Network series, Adventure Time, established a same-sex relationship with two main characters, Princess Bubblegum and Marceline the Vampire Queen, kissed. A statement in the article indicates a quote saying, "I think it's really important that LGBTQ people are having families in historic numbers and that we're seeing our family in media and reflected back to us, especially our children," said Sarah Kate Ellis as president of GLAAD in an interview. And indeed, we are seeing this take place. Going to the PBS.org website, they have a headline with an article that was written here this month of May. It says, "Talking to kids, families come in all shapes and sizes." You see, we have to make normal same-sex marriage and normal same-sex households. Deborah Farmer Chris wrote the article saying it's normal for young kids to be curious about families. Usually they don't need much explanation, rather just the positive acknowledgement that families come in different shapes and sizes. PBS Kids offers a lot of anchoring examples that have been helped me talk to my kids about all the beautiful ways people can form a family. In Daniel Tiger, Katarina Kitty Cat is being raised by a single mom. Miss Elena's parents are an interracial couple. Jody and her twin brothers live with their mother and grandmother. Daniel lives with his mom, dad, and baby sister. And Prince Wednesday, whose parents had him later in life, enjoys spending time with much older brother. They go on to say, in Arthur, LaDonna has a military family. Buster's parents are divorced, and Mr. Ratburn marries an aardvark named Patrick in a new episode. In other words, these television families look a lot like families that live in our neighborhoods. And indeed, as you go to LifeSiteNews.com, the adult aardvark winks knowingly at the viewer, whereupon 8-year-old Arthur and his classmate exchange delighted smiles. The third grade class is there in affirmation of their teacher. A parent who watched the episode contacted LifeSite News and contrasted the reactions to the cartoon characters to those of her children. "The cartoon children are a bit surprised, but mostly nonchalant about the whole thing," she wrote. "Needless to say, in the real world, our children were shocked and confused." Other adults took to Twitter to express their glee over the new twist in Mr. Ratburn's portrayal. Again, folks, this program is aimed at boys and girls ages 4 to 8. 4 to 8 years old in this tax-funded PBS program named Arthur. OneMillionMoms.com put out an alerting all parents as to the program that aired just a week ago. The beloved animated series revealed that one of its longtime main characters and Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, was gay and getting married. When he walks down the aisle, he's arm in arm with a man. Both grooms grin, and all the guests smile in celebration of the same-sex marriage. The third grade students are happy for their newlywed teacher. Their praises further normalize and glorify the gay marriage. Later in the episode, at the wedding reception, Arthur and his pals discuss the weddings and their disbelief that Mr. Ratburn is married. Francine tells the group, "Yep, it's a brand new world." Perhaps a nod of approval to the changing cultural times. Then both grooms are shown dancing together at the reception. In a statement to People Online, PBS said the moment was crucial in accurately reflecting the diverse communities in which the children who watch the show are currently being raised. PBS Kids programs are designed to reflect the diversity of communities across the nation. We believe it's important to represent the wide array of adults and the lives of children who look to PBS Kids every day. Are you, as a parent, looking to PBS Kids? Do you park your little toddler down in front of PBS Kids saying all is well? Target audience for the show, preschool and elementary children. And again, we see support from people like you. Don't we hear that often? Yes, it's from taxpayers across this nation. The Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, said out in Pennsylvania, secularists were hyperventilating that students had been exposed to the words "God bless America." They're too susceptible to messages like that. They might overly be affected by the idea of faith, they argued. But you throw a same-sex wedding in a popular cartoon or pornographic sex ed material in the classroom or drag queen story out at a local library, and somehow it's perfectly okay. Saying that's the double standard of liberal activism. It's fine to indoctrinate kids as long as they're the ones doing the indoctrinating. Children's entertainment no longer formed by Judeo-Christian values system, said the Family Research Council. Yeah, if the characters started to pray, if they would read a Bible, just think how much outrage there would be. ChristianNews.net said last summer, World of Wonder Wow Presents Plus aired the cartoon Drag Tots, Baby Drag Queens, featuring four pint-sized drag queens who attend grammar school. Netflix has also announced its animated series called Super Drags, centering on the fictional tales of drag queen superheroes. And here we have GLAAD, that used to be known as the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, cheerfully commenting on the shocking move by PBS to air this with a congratulations, Mr. Ratburn. We know that Disney has also made some moves in this regard. The Jungle Cruise to feature an openly gay character. Disney Channel also had the TV show, a 13-year-old boy on the hit show Andy Mack. These things taking place. And friends, today we'd like to hear what you have to say on the issue. By the way, if you want to make your comments known to PBS, you can do so. I mean, they've got contact sites through pbskids.org, pbskids.org. It was produced by WGBH in Boston. If you'd like a phone number for the PBS Foundation, I have that number for you. It's 703-739-5051, 703-739-5051. PBS Kids customer service is 1-866-531-6305. That's 1-866-531-6305. What are you doing to instill biblical values in your children, in your tiny tots, in your preschoolers? It just so happens, and folks, this is not designed for this purpose, but it fits in very well, that there's a brand new board book that is out called Very Best Plan that's been produced to promote God's best plan of creating male and female, and marriage is between a male and female. It's in poetic verse. It all starts out with a groom and a bride who promise they will live side by side. It's the very best plan, you see, because that's how God meant marriage to be. It's a brand new board book that's come out, and I believe every church library should have this. Families with toddlers should have this. It's something that should be in public libraries, and our VCY bookstore has obtained a quantity of these, and they've put the price so low to get it in your hands that they're offering it 46% off through May 31st at the VCY bookstore. Normally, $10.99, they have it for $5.93, this multiple-page board book, and you can contact them, and you can sit down as a parent and in poetic verse here and see that the pictures that have been put out about God's best plan for mankind, creating male and female, and how he meant for marriage to be between a male and female and to have a family and to honor him. And that's how God meant marriage to be. You can contact the VCY bookstore, vcy.com, vcy.com, or 1-888-722-4829. Just ask for that board book on God's very best plan. Well, friends, that's not the purpose of this program. I wanted to talk about what's going on with Arthur today. It just happened that this month they are making that book available because kids are under attack. I'll have a few more comments after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
If you're like most individuals, you look forward to your vacation. Many will take great effort to consider a destination the family will enjoy, what to do, where to stay, and what highways to take to get there. Sadly, most people spend more time planning their 1-week vacation than they do preparing for eternity. The Bible says our life is but a vapor. None of us has the promise of tomorrow, and our eternal destiny is sealed at death. Wouldn't it be wise to investigate these things? That's the purpose of the book, Preparing for Eternity. In this book, author Mike Gendron contrasts the truth of God's Word with the teachings and traditions he was taught for over 30 years in the Roman Catholic Church. He found that eternal life is not merited by good works, but is given freely by God's grace to those who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their all-sufficient Savior. The book, Preparing for Eternity, is available for a donation of $17 or more to VCY America by calling 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Friends, have you been aware of what Arthur was doing through this animated cartoon, this so-called educational television coming with your tax dollars at work through this PBS special? And we understand, just looking at Wikipedia here a bit ago, that Arthur became one of the highest-rated shows on PBS Kids for several years since its debut, averaging almost 10 million viewers weekly in the United States, also aired in 83 countries. Arthur himself is this 8-year-old, a brown aardvark, living in this fictional town of Elwood City, a third-grade student at the Lakewood Elementary School, and he and his class go and watch their male teacher get married to another man, and rather affirming of that marriage taking place. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beast and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. It goes on to talk about the being filled with wickedness and covetousness and other evil traits as well, and having pleasure in doing that. The Arthur cartoon, reaching preschoolers with a message of same-sex marriage, the indoctrination that is taking place, PBS, the LGBTQ plus movement, targeting young people. I'd like to hear what you think about the issue here today. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. What is your reaction? What's your reaction to this, all of a sudden, this PBS program coming on that is reaching millions of children every week? And all of a sudden coming on with a program that is promotive of that which is same-sex marriage taking place and bringing about as being something that is normal? Again, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's begin in Pensacola. Don, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm commenting in reference to the children going to watch their male teacher getting married to another male. Scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. They are not supposed to be looking upon that which is evil. A man cannot marry another man. It's not ordained of God. God's marriage is one man and one woman. And thank you for your time.
Let's go to Courtney in Miami, Florida. You're on the air, Courtney.
God bless you, and God bless all of y'all. And I want to just say something to you parents today and to the saints. That person that you played that in the beginning of the program today.
Yeah, the drag queen who says that we're grooming children, grooming the next generation.
Right. What you all were hearing was Satan talking to a man telling you what he wants to do to your kids. He wants to take them to hell. I was on the bus the other day, and a young man, I'm talking about in the 16 or so, tight pants, gold shoes and everything, and he was that way. And the thing is, just a perverse spirit entered into him at an early age, and I'm going to make this as fast as I can. And I always have my Bible tracts and my CDs with me, and I asked God in my heart, should I give it to him? And I gave him a bunch of CDs that says how much the Lord loves him and he wants them to repent and to save him. And I gave them to him reluctantly because I prayed to God and I gave it to him. And he went to give them back to me. And I said, no, you keep those. And he smiled. And then when he got off the bus, he said, thank you. And that's God's word. And we got to pray for these young people because I want to read something to you right fast and I'll get off the air. Ezekiel 9:9, then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city is full of perversion. Our nation is full of perversion now. For they say the Lord has forsaken the earth. No, God ain't forsaken. That's the devil. And the Lord seeth not. And then in Genesis 1, and this is a short one, but it says exactly what it is. 1, and I'm turning my page right now because I like to have my Bible open to it. So 1 and 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So pray for these young kids.
Thank
and
you,
your
Courtney.
Parents, watch what your kids are watching.
Thank you,
God
Courtney.
Bless you all and have a wonderful and a very blessed day today.
Thank you, Courtney. Phoenix, Arizona and Nevada, you're on the air.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Yeah, I agree with you on everything in the reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about Game of Thrones has become very popular with a lot of my friends and even within the church. And I've noticed that I've never watched the show, but what I've heard about it through Christian outlets and things is that it supports that same agenda. And it's very satanic and very popular. And like you said earlier, I noticed it in the ballparks as well. They're having Game of Thrones evenings at the ballparks.
Yeah.
And bringing it to the kids.
Well, certainly the mind is under attack, and the Bible gives us a great formula in Philippians 4:8 on the things that we should be thinking on, and those things that are true and just and honest and lovely and pure and of good report, to think on these things. And we appreciate you bringing that to our attention as well, but it is certainly troubling because the devil, as the evil one, seeks to kill and to destroy. Jesus has come that you might have life. Thank you for the call. Ben in La Crosse, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard you were talking about the cartoon Arthur. I heard that on Facebook the other day. You know, I got some mixed feelings about that because on the one hand, it's a bit outrageous when I heard that. But on the other hand, it's like, duh, of course they're going to push this kind of stuff. This has been going on for years. They did the whole Bert and Ernie being gay thing a couple of years ago. And, you know, this is more of a judgment on us parents that we can't just use TV as a babysitter. We have to actually see what our kids are watching and have a discussion with them and maybe even, you know, enjoy the programs that are good and to monitor what's actually bad. I hear time and time again people leaving it up to somebody else. It's
yeah.
The school's job. It's the church's job. It's that guy's job. I'm going to let him handle it or her handle it. And they drop the ball on their parenting because of the fact that they let these other people parent their children rather than them themselves.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, but it's the parents that God has given to bring the children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Thank you for the call.
Exactly.
Appreciate the call from La Crosse, Wisconsin. From there, we go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Phil, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon to you, Jim. Yes, this is a very concerning situation where we are allowing a taxpayer-initiated programming, which should be for teaching school systems where they would be teaching correctly and not incorrectly. The situation is where we see our tax dollars being wasted for a select group of people that want to initiate their measures. And what I would first thing would do is to call our senators and those that are involved with the Commerce Department and FCC and tell them, you get this stuff off the air or we will discontinue giving funding for these programs. That are entirely on our dole.
Yeah, Phil, the FCC would have no jurisdiction with that aspect of the program content, but certainly your senators and congressmen who fund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and certainly for contacting your local PBS affiliate station and making these calls as well to the PBS Foundation and PBS Kids Customer Service would certainly be in order. If PBS heard from parents outraged about this, I mean, they pulled back some years ago from another, I believe it was Postcards from Buster, in which they were introducing something. And now here's a time for parents across this nation to stand up and say, I object. Thank you, Phil. Let's go to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Andrew, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to just say, I was listening to you talk earlier about that cartoon of Arthur, and of course I don't watch cartoons, but as I was listening to it, it occurred to me that, the devil has not gotten any new tricks. He's just repackaging what actually took place and what appealed to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden before they tasted the tree of good and evil, and because it appealed to them, tasted good, sounded good. And then, using the thing, well, after all, everybody's doing it. After all, it's a brand new day and all that sort of thing. And it's interesting how Genesis and the Garden of Eden has just been repackaged to this agenda today, and it's really something. And those verses you were reading over in Romans were, that's really intense. I love that part, as well as 2 Timothy 3 and the first 17 verses. That's an indictment on today.
It really is. And it reminds us that in the last days, perilous times will come. And describes those times and talks about us being deceived. And certainly those times are ever upon us. Thank you so much, Andrew, for the call. Let's go to Brad, who's calling from Eagle River, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. The Lord be with you all. I just wanted to share that the Prince of Darkness, Satan, when he sees mankind, he sees his creator. And I feel that the best way he thinks sometimes to hurt the creator is to hurt his creation, because we are made in his image. And so whether he can distort, disfigure, hurt, try and change what we look like to suit his needs, he tries to get any way he can to hurt God. And I think if people realize that Satan was truly behind this, though they walk in darkness, I think they would be in shock to realize that they are used as pawns in his scheme. Thank you for the call. God bless you.
Thank you for the call. Yes. And I am thought of certainly Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's what we're seeing. We'll take more of your calls after the break. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Back in just 1 minute, this is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. A couple weeks ago, we held our National Ozarks Conference, and our theme was Holocaust Horizon. We picked the theme a year in advance, and we told our listening friends that by the time the conference arrived, anti-Semitism and Christian persecution would be on the front page across the globe. And indeed, that has happened. When we assembled at the conference, we had seen, at that point, 11 Jews killed in their synagogue, October 2018, in Pennsylvania. The week before our conference, a Jewish lady was killed in a synagogue in San Diego. A couple weeks before our conference, 200 to 300 Christians were killed in Sri Lanka. How is it we knew that this anti-Semitism and Christian bigotry and persecution would rise? Because the Bible tells us this will happen. There indeed is a Holocaust on the horizon. The Bible makes it very clear. The question is, will we be a part of this false dominant church in the persecution, or will we come out of it and be ye separate?
Indeed, the LGBTQ plus is targeting our children today, and that's why it's important for us to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and to give biblical principles and values to our children in this world that is so far apart from God. That's the very reason why my wife and I picked up a couple copies of this this board book called The Very Best Plan to give to our preschool grandchildren in this regard. It is that which promotes marriage as between a groom and a bride, a man and a woman who live side by side. This is how God meant marriage to be. And just wanted to again mention it's available through the VCY bookstore. It is normally $10.99. They have it 46% off through May 31st. Just $5.93 plus any tax and shipping. Or you can stop by, those of you in the area, or you call, they'll mail it to you. It's available at vcy.com, vcy.com, or calling 1-888-722-4829. Enough on that, but I'll just say this is a means of instilling in your children how God meant marriage to be. West Dallas, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. This guy that you had on the recording,
yeah,
he kept saying he was grooming. They were grooming the next generation. This is recruiting. They're recruiting more sex victims for themselves, and it amounts to nothing less than sex trafficking. And Jesus, the King of Kings, has this to say about this type of thing. If you cause one of these little ones that believe in me to stumble, it would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. People, keep that in mind.
You know, Brad, and here we have, you know, the story that was shared of this young elementary student held in from recess so a teacher could talk to them. Are you transgender? Watch this video and put these question marks in his mind. So it got to the point where the child's confused, no longer knows. He's got the authority of the teacher saying one thing, mom and dad and saying another thing to him, and now frankly confused over this matter.
Yeah, it'd be good to get your kids out of those goofy schools, wouldn't it?
Brad, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Ryan in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes. I kind of agree with the gentleman that called earlier. I don't think this is just brainwashing so they'll believe and follow the LGBT agenda. I believe it also is so they can be victims of homosexual child molesters. And I know a lot of people think that sounds harsh and all, but they said the statistics about 35 to 40% of convicted child molesters, it's same-sex child molesting. And also, we had that drag queen story hour. Two of the men in Houston ended up that were drag queens reading to the kids turned out to be convicted same-sex pedophiles. I think that's something for people to consider.
Indeed. Thank you, Ron, for the call.
Thank you.
Juanita in Lubbock, Texas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead, Juanita. Juanita, don't listen to radio. Hey. Listen to me, please.
I'm here.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I was just wondering about some of the mothers and grandmothers not calling, because I think we should be responsible for what our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are listening to and watching.
Yes.
And I just can't understand why that there's not more calling in, because we need to be the witness. They look to us as grandparents to do something to help them.
Yeah, amen.
And it's heartbreaking. to think that not one lady had called in. And it's sad.
Thank you, Juanita. Thank you for your call. Ann is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air, Ann.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling to let you know of another Nickelodeon show called Loud House that portrays two neighbors, a boy that lives next door to the Loud family that has two dads, and it's very confusing to the my grandson. I had to turn it off. I turned it off and not allow my grandson to watch this anymore, and he did have a couple of questions. He's six, and I turned it off. It was disturbing. And another comment that I just want to make is the old saying, misery loves company, and as many people that the LGBTQ organization can get behind them, it makes them feel, you know, in misery, they have to be miserable. They're going against what God wants of us, and it's biblical, and that saying comes to my mind. You know, if you can get as many people behind, maybe you don't feel so bad about what you're doing.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for the call. We've got a short time left. We have Alice in Arkansas. You're on the air, Alice.
Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to say that the Word says to train up a child in the way he should go. I do not believe that all these different type of lifestyle arrangements that we're told children would ever believe that that's the normal way to live. Grandma and a grandchild, why? That's not the way God intended it. There needs to be a mama and a daddy. And if something has happened to alter that, then they still should know the real way that God planned and should be given security in their style if it is God-honoring. I understand that. But still, a mama and a daddy.
Thank you, Alice. One final call. This is Judith in Richland Center. You're on the air.
Yes. As a registered nurse, I'd like the public to know that they're using this Arthur to indoctrinate your children, because I had nine children, and I used to use PBS as I was making supper so my toddlers didn't get burnt, and I thought it was safe. So now, you know, that shows that they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes mm-hmm. when we're busy, so we can't let our TVs be our babysitters.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that as a nurse, I've seen a lot of people die of complication of AIDS, and I want all children to know that our brain is not developed till we're really 23 years old. And people that live in dysfunctional families or families that have problems see, you know, two happy same-sex partners, and they think that's better. And so this show is trying to just show this happy, happy. And in real life, I've stood near the deathbeds of these gay partners and watched their children cry.
Oh, my. Thank you, Judith. I'm out of time on the broadcast today. But friends, wanted to bring this to your attention. I know the Internet's been abuzz as to this going on, but certainly needed to be addressed, and to know that for one entrapped in this lifestyle, that there is hope and freedom and forgiveness that's found in Jesus Christ. Certainly we can turn to His Word and find that forgiveness and to move forward in life, fullness of life. But I need this warning here to parents as well. Check out that book at the bookstore, vcy.com, and it'll make a difference to promote biblical values. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.